That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel.
That old wheel.
Gonna roll around once more when it does.
And when it does.
It will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live this Saturday morning, August 19th, 2017. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And we say good morning to you, the remnant. We've got a, got a couple guests, we think, calling in. We'll see if we get them in a little bit later today. But John's traveling, so we're a little limited there. But we welcome you, remnant. And we thank you for joining us, and we welcome you, Holy Spirit. Well, Jason, you want to open us up in prayer this morning?
Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we thank you for this opportunity to be here. We ask that you guide us and direct us, Father, this morning, that you be with your people across this land, Father, that you guide and direct them, Father, in the decisions that are before them. We pray that you just put a hedge of protection, a shield of light, a ring of fire, that no evil can penetrate around your people, Father. We pray that as we see times are changing in this land, Father. We pray, Father, for your remnant to rise higher and higher, and these enemies of you and us to be brought down lower and lower. We pray that you bring them down, Father, for their destruction. Father, for those that dig a pit for us, Father, we want them to be the ones that fall into it. For those that set a snare for us, Father, we want them to become entangled in it. We pray that you deal with them as you see fit, Father. But see to it that they can't harm one hair on the head of any one of yours that belongs to you, Father. We pray that you just do a mighty work in this land, Father. We pray for a cleansing. We pray for protection. We pray, Father, for you to be pleased with us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Well, it's a beautiful morning here. Blue skies. And we finally got out of that kind of weather pattern that we've been in of rain every afternoon that I guess is kind of summertime everywhere, but we didn't have it. We've been having it here, and we don't normally, but it's drying out, and maybe we'll get a little hay cut next week. We're looking forward to that, being able to do that. Well, Headlines that Barcelona, Spain terror attacked. I think, 13 dead is what they're saying now. And maybe 100 injured. And it just continues on. Folks, if you can't see that this is an invasion of biblical proportion, that's really what it is. Somebody sent me a video that the British mayor in England, that they're opening up some of their council meetings with Islamic prayer. And here's this rag-headed guy, and he's praying to Allah. And everybody's standing up and bowing their heads, and they're praying to Allah. Oh, Allah most merciful. Oh, the one that is most kind. Oh, blah, blah, blah. It made me want to puke. Today, that's over in England, but it's I think it's in Michigan as well. And I don't know if people in just small town America or just people are so busy with their lives that they're not realizing that this is happening. But it is, folks. It absolutely is. It is an invasion. How many times have we heard, even after this Barcelona terror attack, they had somebody else crashed a vehicle in, you know, some raghead, some Moroccan, some Islamic extremist, crashes a car, kills people, runs over people, or knifes them, and we've become so just used to it. Oh, well, yeah, there's no... Oh, only 12 this time. Okay, well. I don't know. Jason, you think the people are just under a spell? That they just think that, well, that's not going to happen here, and then it does? Or what? Why
yeah, don't the people I think, well, that's what... I mean, they're so used to seeing it on the news, you know? I mean, yeah, that's what people think. They think it's something that is in a far-off land and it's never going to get close to them. And that's the way people are with a lot of these things that they see on the news. They don't realize that it's coming in, you know, it's creeping into all aspects of society.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's so much of the stuff that we just really have no idea about. I mean, we look at what they're trying to do as far as rewriting history and changing history you know, how much of that have they done already to us?
Yes, and they continue to. That's really what one of the battles over these statues and Confederate memorials and things like that. See, that's part of our heritage. It's part of who we are. It's part of where we come from. They have to be taken down. There's it seems like almost they're wanting anyway a regime change. We see that happen when an invading force goes into, you know, when supposedly communism was destroyed in the Soviet Union, the walls came down, the Berlin Wall, and all that happened. You see them toppling the statues of Stalin and Lenin, and we've seen that in the Middle East in the wars that have gone over there since 1991. It's ridiculous. You know, you have a regime change that either and when they come in, that's what they do. They change the icons in the land. They pull down the statues and that's why they call it toppling a government, because that's what it is. It's very similar to toppling a statue. And we've seen that all over this land, but the people don't. They just that's how it is. They seem to think maybe it won't come to their place, but it does. But it does, and it has. So.
Yeah, well, things are changing in so many different ways. I mean, it's like we've seen it. We've seen it here in Colorado just recently with, you know, these vagrants and these panhandlers that have moved in out of nowhere. You know, and it's happened slowly over, you know, a 3 to 4 year process. But it's like it seems like it's exploded in the last 6 months. I mean, they're getting to the point where they're all over the place. And that's one of the things that, you know, they've tried fighting it for the last several years on, you know, having laws passed where they're allowed to be, where they're allowed to panhandle, where they're allowed to sit. And, you know, it's nothing, so far nothing's worked. You know, they proposed to build Fort Collins down along, they call it Old Town. It's the oldest part of town, and really pretty drive, nice old shops. It's a fun area to hang out, at least it used to be. Now everything's just packed and busy over there. But as you go down there, they have a lot of benches, and they have a lot of flower boxes and places for people to sit. Well, you know, their solution to show you how stupid they are, one of the solutions is anybody can be ticketed if they sit down on one of the park benches for more than 5 minutes, and or if they sit down on one of the planter boxes, and if they're not moving. Okay, you know, it's the people that come to visit Old Town Fort Collins, in general, are not the problem. You know, but they don't want to discriminate. They have a problem with discriminating against panhandlers and discriminating against homeless people. You know, you can't not discriminate them and fix the problem because, you know, like the city council meetings that they had the other day, it's like, okay, there was a pregnant lady there, and she's like, okay, so she's like, you're telling me that if I'm walking down here and I want to sit down on the park bench and I'm sitting there for more than 5 minutes, that I am a criminal and I can be ticketed for that, and this ticket is going to go on my record? And they're like,
that's right. Yep.
You know, and a bunch of garbage.
It is. And, you know, Jason, that the thought occurs to me, that is the exact same thing that we are seeing in dealing with these invaders, these Islamic, these Muslims, in dealing with the illegal aliens from the South. Oh, we can't offend. We can't offend. Oh, we have to circumvent the problem. We can't address the problem, but we have to do something that makes us think like we're doing something about it, but it's not. And what you know, the same thing, we see that with the illegals. Oh, well, you know, you go in to get your driver's license, you have to have two forms of ID, an old driver's license and a Social Security card. That's for me anyway. I go in, I last time I was in getting a license, there's these Spanish-speaking people, and they're mumbling something, because I don't speak Spanish. I don't know what they're saying. They have an interpreter, and they're basically getting a free pass, getting a driver's license and a free pass. But the laws that are set up for me, oh, no, I'm sorry, Mr. Parrish, you have to come back. We need two different forms of proof of residency, not two of the same things. You know, you can't have two titles of a vehicle. You have to have, oh, well, no, we need an insurance and this and that. But not for the Mexican. Oh, no, Pablo, okay. You don't have a birth certificate? You don't have a social? Okay, well, here, sign here, and here's your license. And it doesn't do anything to address the issue of these illegals here. It just furthers it. It allows it. But the Bible, I think it's Deuteronomy 28, it talks about that. You know, the alien will go higher and higher. You will go lower and lower. And to me, that ties in with the words of Christ when he was talking about the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they were people that did not believe that he was the Christ. I think that's a good way to summarize who were the Pharisees and the Sadducees, or who are they today. They were the religious leaders. They were the leaders of the day. But they did not believe, even though they saw, they did not believe that Jesus was the Christ. And he gives them the woes. You know, woe to you. You put all these burdens on other people, but you don't take care of them. You don't carry the load that you put on others. So can't sit on a park bench for more than 5 minutes in Old Town Fort Collins, huh?
What's that?
So we can't sit on a park bench for more than 5 minutes in
yeah, well, they haven't passed it. It's just, you know, it's one of their so-called solutions to the problem, and it's not a solution to the problem. And that's what, you know, that's the point I'm trying to make, is you want to come up with a solution. And to talk about more enslavement, okay, keep walking, okay, you know, what are we going to have? We're going to have people standing around, you know, more officers that are going to sit there with a stopwatch and watch people. Okay, well, he was there. He was for 4 minutes and 59 seconds. Okay, all right, 5 minutes. Go ahead and cite him. You know, I mean, just talk about the insanity of the whole deal. You know, even these liberals are liberals, whatever you want to call them. They're realizing that we have a problem with them. Today in the newspaper this morning, it was, you know, if we don't give them money by their standing on these certain roads where we really don't want them, if they realize that nobody's going to give them money there, then they're going to move to someplace else. And if we give them money over here, we can get them over here. And it's, I mean, just talk about ridiculous. They're going to be, you know, how are you going to get nobody when they're in the, you know, the 2100 block of College Avenue? How are you going to tell people not to give anybody any money? But when they're in the 2200 block, you know, it's okay to give them money because we don't mind if they're right there. Insanity. That's their solution to the problem, which we have a newspaper that is, basically a communistic bunch of losers. But that's their solution. It's just one thing after another, and it's happening on all different kinds of places. We've had such a vagrant problem. I was dealing with the one that, a couple of, it was probably 6 weeks ago, one was broken into my vehicle. It destroyed my vehicle. Got in there. The police report came out. Oh, yeah, they're calling it an accidental overdose of drugs, methamphetamines, on top of the D3, which I have no idea what that is. And then in the report, there's all kinds of things that talk about, well, and then the accidental inhalation of roach spray. But we don't believe that, the officers don't believe that it was accidental. You're dealing with the people, and then you have, and then there's nothing that you can do. This person has absolutely nothing. They've been a vagrant from Kansas and Nebraska. Now they're in Colorado. And they're homeless. They have nothing. You can't go after them for anything. They can't hold them for anything. The jails are so full that they can't even put them in jail. You know, once they release them from the hospital, oh yeah, they were under arrest. They were under arrest while they were in the hospital. Then they release them, and just be like, oh, what do we do? Our jail here in Larimer County is so full that, you know, people are doing half the time that they're supposed to do in jail. As long as they pay their money, they can get set free. And, you know, it's just crazy. And that's not out of ordinary for this country anyway. It's all over the place. I mean, it's happening all over the place. Now, sure, you have some smaller communities and smaller towns out in the middle of nowhere that is not happening on, but it's happening everywhere. As far as every state's got their part in it,
right? We don't see a whole lot of that here in Laramie. Nicer weather, like it's been. Of course, it seems like they come out of the woodwork because you see them. You don't see them. You know, it's amazing. You don't have homeless people here when it's, you know, 20 degrees and a 40 mile an hour wind. I think I understand why though, but. But it is just ridiculous. And you think, well, how do you address this? You know, they call it a social ill, overdose. And, you know, overdosing on drugs, accidental or whatever, is the number one leading cause of death for Americans under 50. I mean, it's not just the homeless people, but it's people of all walks. But this guy assaulted you. I mean, he hit you, caused a concussion, and it's just, well, you have to take the time off work to go to the doctor, and you have to pay the medical bills, and you have to, deal with all that, and it's just tough.
Yeah.
And there is no recourse. There is no recourse in the physical realm anyway, whatsoever. And you're right, it is all over. Jason, do you see, is this from the pot being legalized? Do you think that's been the real big draw that?
No, I don't really think it is. I mean, they were here before that. They'll be here after that. I mean, we got a lot more people. But I mean, I was talking with one of the sheriff's deputies from Laramie the other day, and they were telling me that the meth problem that they have up outside of Laramie is just unbelievable.
Yep.
It's everywhere. I was talking with a gentleman in Washington yesterday on the phone. He was from Tacoma, Washington. Everett, Washington. And he was telling me the same thing. He said that, he said over there, he said, they've always been here. He said, we've legalized pot. And he said, it hasn't made it any worse at all. Colorado, yeah, I mean, it could be. I mean, there's, in this area, we've had a lot of people come here, and it's gotten out among the vagrants and among the homeless that, you can come out over here to Colorado. We've got so many people coming in visiting from out of the state that come in and they buy their pot and they smoke their pot and then they have to get rid of it before they leave. So they'll throw it out the windows or they'll give it to these panhandlers or these homeless people. And, there's certain areas close to the airport and everything that's attracted a lot of them because they know that they can get free drugs. But as far as a lot of the other stuff now, there's been a lot of them that have been here, but the people of Colorado have, like a Fort Collins, for instance, have went out of their way. They've got a couple of groups that have went out of their way to bring them in to Fort Collins to advertise that if you come here, we'll help you, we'll get you money, we'll get you clothes, we'll feed you. Nobody's going to be hungry here in Fort Collins. And, it's gone back and forth with the sheriff's department. The sheriff's department doesn't like these them campaigning to try to bring them into Fort Collins. They say, we have enough of them. We have plenty of them. Quit advertising, trying to get them in here. But it's basically, it's a weapon of warfare. It's the same thing, and that's why they've targeted, upper Minnesota, or basically the whole complete state of Minnesota, for such a long time. It was a war on destroying that... that race of people. Here at Fort Collins, you had a good town. It's been under attack for a long time, and it's weapons of warfare. Destruction, destruction, destruction.
Yeah, you can apply that fruit test to it, this happening sure hasn't been, it sure hasn't increased your abundant life. A knock on the head and an assault and a concussion. It's been stealing, killing, and destroying, or at least trying to do those things. And here this guy's out walking the street again. And it's like that all over. Got a text from Texas. Say that three times fast on your first cup of coffee. Said Jason, describing Fort Collins is the same as what Austin, Texas, just 20 miles away, is. Austin is much worse. The text says, my soul groans every time I go there. And see that
absolutely, and that's one of the things that they've done a lot of these test cities, and I believe that it really ties into Agenda 21. And talking about the spelling, there was, there's different Asheville, North Carolina, Austin, Texas, Wichita, Fort Collins. They've done a lot of different things, and it's very interesting what they've done with. They've brought in, those are all cities, I'm trying to think what other one, Boulder, Colorado, all cities where they have went in, they've taken roads away from vehicles, and they put in more bike lanes. One thing that I've talked with a man years ago, and he said one thing that all those cities have in common is they brought in and they have these pianos all over the place.
Pianos?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that Fort Collins did that. I'm trying to think 7-8 years ago. All of a sudden, you're going through Old Town and in the public parks and everything. They'll have pianos out there. That's one of the things that they did in Austin. That's one of the things that they did in Asheville. It's and they've really taken those cities and they've modeled those cities. I believe that it's part of Agenda 21. I mean, that's one of the things that I think that they've been test cities that they've tried to do these experiments on. They've moved certain businesses in there. They've moved, modeled them. They're basically the same kind of type of city, and they've attracted the same kind of type of people.
Right.
And seeing how people react with, two different things here and there.
Well, I've sure noticed that a lot of the new construction that I've seen in Fort Collins, and I'm sure it's like that in your other, larger cities, and like you're talking about these test cities, because things don't just happen. But some of the construction looks like something out of, some science fiction movie. These buildings, I mean, there's no, what we would call just classical a building, just a nice building, or even apartments. These things have, orange and blue and green, different colors on the same house. And these funky designs with the roof line, and just some very oddball type of construction. And I think of some of those apartments there on the edge of Old Town, and there off of Vine, and some of those new developments that have gone in, like behind Jack's and things like that. And Jason, like you said,
One of the things that they all have in common too is everything has gotten smaller and smaller and smaller. The apartments have gotten smaller, the houses have gotten smaller, and it's they're really pushing this. They're trying to say, sell you on something like, you're conservative, you're helping the environment, you're saving the environment if you do this and you do it this way. And the thing is, the fact of the matter is it's a lie, and they're trying to get people to be satisfied with less because they want to steal more. What it boils to. They want more. They want you to have less. Therefore, they are trying to convince you that you're a good person if you live in a smaller house and you drive a smaller car or don't have a car at all. They're not going to tell you that you can't afford one. No, they're going to tell you that you're a good citizen if you don't have a car.
Right. Yeah, the American dream has sure changed, folks, in the last generation or two. Changed like crazy. Sure has. So, well, guys, we can open up the phone line, 307-745-5913. If you have a question or a comment, if you want to call in. And saw this, a little bit different, but it's over in Missouri. Now, again, I think this comes to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, that they can do things that we can't. And we see that. And it's as evident as the nose on a certain race's face, as our pastor would have said. But if we were, it's like the old George Orwell book, The Barnyard, was the name of it. And, George Orwell wrote the book 1984, that we've seen so much of that come true. But in Barnyard, the deal is that all the animals in the barnyard are equal. See, everybody's the same. It's just some are more equal than others. And that's kind of the synopsis of the book. And so here we have a Missouri Democratic state senator saying she hopes that our president is assassinated. She hopes he is killed. Nothing's happened with it. She says she regrets her post, but not her anger at the president. And she blames her outburst on the president's response to the violence in Charlottesville. See, it's always somebody else's fault. And this is a senator, a state senator, that has been elected to be a public servant and to represent the people?
Yeah, and that's
her quote is, the Missouri Democratic Party chair, Stephen Weber, called for Chappelle Nadell's, and she's a black woman, to tell you this, okay? I ain't ashamed to say that. She's a black woman, ranting and raving. The Missouri Democratic State senator chairman calls for her to resign, and she says, there's no way in hell that I'm resigning. Now, Jason, how would it be if you put out on Facebook that the president or the governor or somebody need to be assassinated? What do you think would happen along those lines?
I don't think it'd be very long, and I'd have somebody knocking on my door.
I think so, you know. But here, see, because it's, well, it's almost like those homeless people. Well, we have to do something. We have to address this problem, but they don't really address it. And it'll be the same thing here. The people are afraid, even the Secret Service and the media. What will the media say if we come against her? Oh, see, it's part of her culture. She can call for the killing of the president? How ridiculous is that? How stupid is that, folks?
Yep.
Because she's upset? Because she's mad? And just let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. I mean, she I regret it, you know. What if that pregnant woman there in Fort Collins, Jason, you were talking about, she sits on the bench for 10 minutes, and the police officer comes up and says, well, I see you've been sitting here for 10 minutes, ma'am. I have to write you a ticket. And she stands up and says, well, I regret that. I'm sorry. I just was tired and had to rest and blah, blah. See, the deed is done. He's going to write her a ticket, whether she regrets it or not, you know. How about you get caught doing 90 miles an hour between here and Colorado, and the Wyoming Highway Patrol pulls you over? Well, I regret that, officer. I regret it. Okay, well then just.
And that's the way we got to hold. We got to hold people out there that's their mentality. It's like, oh well, I didn't mean to do that, and
so it's okay.
You're like, well, you did it anyway. It doesn't matter if you meant to do it or if you didn't mean to do it. Well, I shouldn't be in trouble because I didn't mean to do it or I didn't intend on doing it on purpose. It was an accident, and they think, oh, okay, all right, well, and they think they should get off scot-free.
Yeah. That's like you said your police report down there. It's an accidental overdose? No, it's not accidental. The guy did what he did. An accidental inhalation of, what was it, roach spray? Oh, my God.
Yeah. You're doing meth. Yeah. I mean, it's accidental. Then, oh, that was
and it's
accidental overdose.
No, that's not accidental. That's, like you said, it's a lie.
Intentional.
It's an intentional. They did it. But you're right. People take no responsibility. They take no responsibility whatsoever. And that's how the senator is. Senator Maria Chappella Nadal. And she's some so-called educated black woman. Okay? But that has been that I think that summarizes, and it really shows the mentality, one, of the so-called educated people today, that they can do this, and it also shows the fear level that these aliens, that these foreigners have, because of the unseen third party. It's not them doing it. They do what they do. But it shows the fear level in the nation, that where the for fear, and the Bible talks about it. I talked about it on the Scriptural Review of the News a couple weeks ago, and the Bible talks about for fear of the Jews, and I think that's where we're at. That you know, if this would have been Rand Paul or Paul Ryan or some white male senator that would have called for this. Oh my gosh! Secret Service is there. Let's check in on this. But because it's a black female, no, she gets passes. She was angry, you know. She was angry at the president's response to violence. And so, oh, okay. Well, then that's all right. Then see, that's okay. And that's the mentality with these mobs of mainly black youths that rampage around and kill and destroy and rape and destroy. Oh, well, just clean up the mess after them. Can't do anything about it.
Yep.
You know, is it me that's
crazy? Is that right?
I mean, this just is insanity to me. Well, folks, phone lines are open. 307-745-5913 if you want to give a call. And saw a news thing here. The Charlottesville mayor, Mike Signer, he's a Democrat, talking about this violence and this, you know, this this guy drove a car into a crowd and supposedly killed this Heather Heyer. And he says, well, this highlights the need to limit concealed carry. Now, you try to connect those dots. Okay? Here they've had a... They had a gathering last week, and the people started rioting. Nobody got shot. Nobody pulled a gun on anybody. There were people there before this happened that were open carrying. But when the violence took place, no gunshots. Nobody pulled, you know, nobody pulled a pistol no gunfire whatsoever. But he says, and listen to the doublespeak here. He says, while I am a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, that right, like all constitutional rights, comes with limits. He goes on and says, just as machine guns cannot be owned by civilians in this country, it should not be acceptable to open carry or concealed carry firearms at an event of the sort we saw last weekend. So see, and I see the seed he's planting here. All constitutional rights come with limits. And, you know, it's any opportunity that these destroyers have to take away your guns, they take it. There was no, concealed carry had absolutely nothing to do with what happened in Charlottesville last week. But here the mayor says, well, we need to limit concealed carry because of what happened in Charlottesville last week. And it had absolutely nothing to do with it. But there is an agenda out there, folks. There is an agenda to destroy Christianity. There is an agenda to destroy the white man and the white race. Hope you're seeing it. Hope you're seeing it. Hope you can pull yourself away from the boob tube enough to see what is going. We hope you are praying to Jesus Christ, to God Almighty, for wisdom and discernment to be able to see these things for what they are. And then to act accordingly, to live your life accordingly, not to buy into these lies. And you know, folks, to provide for your own, and that includes providing safety to the greatest of your ability, providing safety for your family.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, it just, you know, times are changing. You know, we talk about the, as we look at, you know, I mean, just the headlines. Russian 8 people stabbed in knife rampage, 2 dead and 8 wounded in knife rampage in Finland. You know, and we're seeing things like that, but we're also seeing, you know, a lot of the things is, you know, people are talking about, you know, how good the economy is, but you know, we're seeing that... you know, there's a lot of these large companies that have been filing bankruptcy also, largest cities and up around the world. One of them says Alevo battery company in Concord filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, German air carrier Air Berlin filing for bankruptcy, Icelandic Air stepping up to help take the pressure off of Berlin as they file for bankruptcy. You know, times are, there's a lot of things that are really changing. I mean, we're living in different times, and they're changing drastically fast. You know, it's. I was talking with a gentleman yesterday, and we were just, you know, talking about how much things have changed in the last 5 years. I mean, we've went to, you know, to fighting homosexuals, to fighting transgenders. You know, and it's like, you know, he was saying that, you know, as far as the Communist Manifesto, he's like, well, he says you have to bring in the transgender before you go to move to the next phase. And I said, well, what's the next phase? And he said bestiality. And he says, you know, he said in a lot of ways they're already starting to push that. And you know, that's and he's right. You know, there are things that, you know, they're explaining it and in textbooks and in children's books already.
Yep.
Trying to slip it into our society. And that's one of the things that, you know, as they bring up these transgenders and as they bring up this bestiality and homosexuality, you know, they come in and they go back and forth and they tell you, well, it's always been like this. There's always been people like that, you know, which I don't know if that's true or not, but they're making, you know, they go back. It's a way of changing history.
It is.
You know, it doesn't mean just
Absolutely.
Because they're always... doesn't mean that you have to accept it. And now they change it from, well, they've always been around, to, well, now you have to, you know, accept it. And they've always had their place in society and this and that, and they can be a good person, too. I mean, it's just, you know, talk about Babylonian BS. It's all over the place. And that's one of the things that they've done a master job of rewriting history.
Yes, that's what our enemy does. That's what the victor in the war does. And because the American people, who are truly the white Christians in America anyway, truly are an extension of the people that the Bible was written to, the dispersion. See, God's laws and statutes and judgments apply to our people here in this country. And it is because of our sin that God allows this to come against us from every angle, from pre-kindergartners to college, university, from the government to the medical industry, the education industry, to the seminaries. And every aspect of our society has been impacted and overtaken because of our sin, because we have turned away from God. And boy, when God comes around you or comes against you, eventually the people will see it. The way things are not the way that things are supposed to be. You're right about that bestiality. Just in the what little bit emails that I get and seeing things on news just on the computer, there's been at least two stories here in the last month of bestiality. And then there was something that came out of Hollywood. Some Hollywood actor refused to film a sex scene with a dog. How about that? And this was just for a movie. This wasn't some porn thing. This was just in the on the regular news that made the news. Oh, that some Hollywood actor for some regular, you know, refuses to film this sex scene with a dog, and it's like, you know, Pastor talked about that one time. I think it's in the book, The Light and the Glory, which tells of the true history of this country, of back in the Pilgrim and those early days. It tells about a case of bestiality, and the person that did it was killed by the government, and the animal was too.
Yeah.
And then and so yeah,
it, the Bible it, says it,
that, but and that's what happened. There was no. You know, whether there was repentance or not, you removed that evil from the land. And because we haven't, whether it's been that sin or other heinous acts, nope, it's anything goes today. And as a result, the sin itself cries out, and the land is in need of healing. Greatly in need of healing. Boy, to me, it you know, the verse, Jason, it means more and more when we read about that. Come out of her, my people. Come out of Babylon. Because that's where we're at again today. You know, human life has no value whatsoever in this society. Thursday night, I put a few statistics together and talked about it. In Chicago, over the July 4th weekend, 15 people were killed. Do you hear anything about that? Do you hear the, you know, the this one guy that ran over this woman and hurt these people in Charlottesville. We've heard from his gym teacher. We've heard from his neighbor. We've heard from his mom. We've heard from his dad. We've heard from his high school principal. I mean, people, they went back years and years. The 15 people killed in Chicago, did we hear anything about, from the gym teachers of the people that did those killings? Detroit has had 66 murders the first 3 months of this year. That's 33 a month. That's one. That's a person killed every day just in Detroit. Memphis has had 90 people killed this year so far. You don't hear anything about it. You don't hear anything about it because it doesn't promote that agenda. Are we not back at the building of Babylon, Jason, where human life has no meaning whatsoever?
Oh, it went to the bottom of the totem pole.
I mean, not even to bring up.
I mean, it's sad when you know somebody can attack another person, beat somebody else up, but if you strike a dog, you're going to jail. And yeah. I've seen it where they got. I call them the feminazi. When they show up, but oh, they have to report it. If they think that somebody kicked a dog or struck a dog, they have to investigate, and they'll show up and they'll knock on your door and want to know if you struck the dog. And it was kind of funny because when I told them, I said if I had a dog, can I do whatever I want to that dog? And I said, well, yeah, within reason. I said, if it's my dog and I want to go out and shoot it in the head, is that legal? I said, it's my dog. And if a dog needs put down, I said, it's still humane to put a dog down if it needs put down. And they said, yeah, you can do that. And I said, okay, then why are you here?
Yeah. Well, I know a guy that got to spend a little time in jail because his dog was loose. You know, I saw the video of the arrest. It's insanity. And as our pastor would say, we haven't gone to hell, we've gone to Babylon, is the biblical term. And so once we can realize that we've gone to Babylon, well, there's some good news there because it says you'll go to Babylon and there you will be saved. There you will be rescued. And I think we're getting up to that Red Sea. I think we're getting closer and closer to that Red Sea, to that need for a Red Sea deliverance.
Amen. What's going to happen with this? We got the eclipse coming up on Monday. What's going on in Wyoming as far as that's concerned?
Well, it's making the path right across Casper and Douglas, and those towns are filling up fast. I saw some reports that it looks like traffic just on 287 from Fort Collins into Laramie is up about 45%. And they're expecting, the last numbers I heard were expecting 500,000 people to travel from Colorado to Wyoming between this weekend and Monday morning to go see the eclipse. And that's double the number of people that we heard of in the last few months when they've had meetings and planning. But full solar eclipse Monday morning, coming onto the continent about Salem, Oregon, and traveling across, hitting I think 13 states, all the way across, and then the. The full shadow of the moon will leave. I think it's South Carolina, somewhere over there. It's kind of interesting. This solar eclipse is only hitting the United States, casting kind of a dark shadow across the United States. But it's going to be a busy weekend. We've already seen, like I said, an increase in traffic up here. Of course, the campgrounds and the hotels and stuff, even in Laramie, and we're only going to be about 95%, only see about 95% of the eclipse. But it's slammed and getting kind of busy here. And the cities north, I mean, they're the cities, you know, in Oregon and Idaho and even east Nebraska and places, they are advertising, you know, big. They are trying to draw people into their towns, into their cities, of course, to spend money. I saw one thing. I think Nashville's looking at an extra 75,000 people just overnight, Sunday night for Monday morning.
What is the difference between this eclipse and the other eclipses? The one that we had in 2012, the one that we had, I don't understand the difference between in the eclipses. What makes this one so special? Why are they making such a big deal about this one?
Well, I think one of them is that it's just hitting the U.S. And it's a total solar eclipse. A lot of times we see in the past, the United States hasn't had a full total solar eclipse since 1918. That's 99 years to where it was a full solar eclipse. We have many partial solar eclipses or even lunar eclipses, you know. But the way the sun and the moon and the earth have lined up for this one is it's a full eclipse.
Okay.
You know, and they're saying that basically daylight will turn to dark, the birds tend to start winding things down, that animals react to it when it's a full eclipse. It's really being built up, lots of hype with it. A full eclipse like this again hasn't happened in 99 years. Interestingly enough, there is another full solar eclipse coming across the United States 7 years later. I think we're going to get to talk about that a little bit tomorrow at church. But it's the shadows are making a big X right in the middle of the country, right in southern Illinois. Some things that make you go, should get some, and it does. It has some people thinking. The masses are still oblivious to it. We're seeing hotel rooms $1,000, $1,200 a night, yeah, even up in Casper. Hertz Rental Car canceled 700 reservations that they had along the path of totality that people had made reservations. $300 to rent a car for the weekend. So people had made vacation plans, bought their tickets, and booked hotels and rental cars, and then the rental car cancels. Then when you go back and try to rent a car for that weekend, it's $3,000. And so the greed that has come out with this, people want to make a buck. And nothing wrong with doing that, but boy, the price gouging. We used to see that down in Florida during a hurricane. Or hurricane prep. People use plywood to board up their windows, and a sheet of plywood would be about $12 before the hurricane, and as you got closer, they might be $40 or $50 a sheet. And gas lines as well. You'd see gas, double and triple in price. People going to fill up their cars before hurricanes and stuff. It gets
man, it does.
And it's that love of money. The love of money, hooray for me and to heck with you, and I'm going to get it while I can. It's unfortunate that we see that in the land. Well, folks, don't mean to be all doom and gloom here. Hey, the good news is Jesus Christ is still on the throne. Hopefully you're reading your Bible. Boy, if you're reading Proverbs this week, if you haven't been encouraged by doing that, well, it's been your loss, I can tell you that. We read in there what is desired by the Lord. We read in there, what is pleasing to Him, what is displeasing to Him. It's good stuff to know. Hopefully you've been reading that. Well, Jason, we're almost out of time. Folks, we would invite you to church tomorrow. You can come in starting at 8:30 Mountain Time, 9:30 Central and 10:30 Eastern, and we'll have a few hours of a service for you, some music, and a timeless truth message from our pastor. And you know, especially in the days that we're in, the messages that we're seeing, our pastor was truly a prophet, and the things he warned us about, he told us were going to happen if we didn't repent and return. Well, guess where we're at? These things have come upon us. They really have. And so we encourage you to tune in, and you will learn. You really will. Well, Jason, thanks again, and I'm sure I'll talk to you later today, but we'll go ahead and wrap this up, and we'll see you at church in the morning. Thanks a lot.
All righty.
People are asking questions about what's really going on. No one's got the guts to tell the truth. Righteousness is taking a stand. Holiness has drawn its line. The righteous will take it by force and push the evil one back this time. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Pray. It ain't flesh and blood, righteous wars against. It's the evil spirit that's in this world that we totally come against. The only way to win this war is in our churches and in our homes. Praying to the Father in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus.
Country stolen, keep on rolling over Snake High.